Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. O Lord, purify our conscience by your daily visitation. Purify our conscience. In other words, Lord, help. Help us. There's too much to do. And no matter how hard we try to simplify and focus on your son, Jesus, and his coming, the little details keep getting in the way. Help us, Lord, every single day to get our hearts and minds focused on the real reason for this season. Today's gospel gives us a special lesson in how to focus and how to set our priorities. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary announcing the news that she was to bear a son who would be called Son of the Most High, Mary questioned this. How could this be, since she was a virgin? To emphasize that nothing is impossible for God, Gabriel said, "And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren." Now, this event was something Mary could understand. The scriptures had testified to how God did amazing things for barren women. For example, for Sarah, who with Abraham bore Isaac. And most especially for Hannah, who with Elkanah bore the prophet Samuel. Mary understood how God's power worked in these women. Imagine her joy in learning that her cousin Elizabeth had also been so favored. In haste, Mary traveled to the Judean town in the hill country to share her news with Elizabeth and to rejoice with her cousin. When Mary greeted Elizabeth, probably with the standard greeting of the time, "Peace to you, Shalom," the child in her cousin's womb leaped for joy. In our translation, Elizabeth is said to cry out. Another translation is that Elizabeth sang out a blessing. I can't help myself. I immediately think of Alleluia, Alleluia, the Alleluia chorus of the Messiah. The Messiah, which so many of us listen to at this time of year. Oh, that Handel had only put Elizabeth's song to music in his oratorio. In her song, Elizabeth, inspired by the Holy Spirit, blesses Mary on two grounds. First, that Mary has been chosen to be Mother of the Lord. And secondly, that Mary believed and accepted the word that was spoken to her from God. What is clear here is that the fetus, John, in Elizabeth's womb, who is the older of the two cousins, and who comes from the priestly families of Zechariah and Elizabeth, is to be the lesser of the two babies, despite the fact that John will grow up to be a prophet. We hear a historical echo from the Old Testament here. We remember Rebekah's twins, Esau and Jacob, where in a role reversal, the elder will serve the younger. In other words, Mary carries the fulfillment of Hebrew history. Mary carries the promise at the heart of Israel's faith, uniting both its priestly and prophetic traditions. And the promise in Mary is Jesus, who is greater than the elder John. But we have to realize that Mary's situation is a far cry from God allowing barren women to become pregnant. Mary's a young virgin. Elizabeth is in the line of tradition. But tradition is turned upside down with Mary. And isn't that what God does? But turns things upside down. Here, the old is new, the familiar strange, and God does a new thing that Madeleine Engel calls the glorious impossible, the glorious impossible that brings joy to our hearts, hope to our lives, and songs to our lips. Then, lo and behold, we have Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's song. Mary bursts into song, the Magnificat, which is a song. And it's a song that's patterned on Hannah's song, Hannah, mother of Samuel, uttered when Hannah brought Samuel to the temple and gave him to the Lord, dedicated his life to the Lord, left him there. Hannah sang, "My heart exalts in the Lord. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low. He also exalts. He will guard the feet of the faithful ones." Well, we can see pretty easily the similarities in the songs, especially in the Magnificat. The Lord has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he sent away empty. We need to remember that Mary probably understood from the beginning that Jesus, like Samuel, would be dedicated to the Lord. And he might even grow up to be a prophet, like Samuel. But what I find so amazing in this beautiful account of the cousins meeting and greeting and singing is how the Holy Spirit worked through the people to bring hidden spiritual truths to light. The image of a womb is used to suggest the slow growth from darkness to light, or the growth of the seed planted by the Holy Spirit, bursting forth from the darkness underground to grow and flourish and eventually to bear fruit. The Holy Spirit sows seeds, not just in Mary and Elizabeth. The Holy Spirit sows seeds in each of our hearts, especially during this holy season, when we're called to prepare a place, a mansion, for the coming of the Christ child. Our primary focus is to be on the babe Jesus, to remember his first coming into the world when he was so vulnerable. This focus requires a letting go of the past and a concentration on our spiritual preparations, not just the physical and material. I close with a poem by Kemmer Anderson of Macaulay School and published in this month's Sojourners magazine. It's called Mary of Nazareth 2015 and is set in the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth. I had the good fortune to visit the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth. And Nazareth is a town crowded, lots of development, houses, stores, and that very close by. And you have this huge, very modern basilica, very modern, with the clerestory windows and lots of light. I don't remember, as you'll hear here, the specific statue of the Virgin Mary that the poem talks about, but I remember the icons, which were modern and just shimmered. I don't know, they were like silver. I don't know if they were burnished steel or aluminum or whatever, but it was a breathtaking sight. So here's the poem. At the Basilica of Annunciation in Nazareth, the statue of the Virgin Mary leans toward the eye with raptured determination, moving beyond her icon to run toward the voice of Gabriel, a poem from God, the muse of the Holy Spirit. Just before Mass, a Palestinian girl moves through the congregation, catching my eye. Her hymn books in Arabic, her smile alive with grace, magnifies movement. Black hair on shoulders, her blue dress captures the mystery. This Mary, now unstatued, stands before me. No Gabriel sent from God, but a man. I shrug my shoulders and smile, English. She laughs and glides by. I am left to celebrate the peace, share broken bread while she sings a Magnificat of praise in Arabic rhythms, then leads a nun to a microphone for prayer. My prayer is that the peace of God touches you, especially this week and in the coming 12 days of Christmas, and that we remember to pray for the peace in the Middle East, because when I visited Nazareth, this was the town where we met people whose interfaith experiences were the best of anywhere known in the Middle East. You have Palestinian Christians going all the way back to Jesus. You have, obviously, the Arabs and even some Jewish people. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found in your bulletin insert. May our hearts leap for joy as we again assemble in prayer to await the Lord's coming. With Mary, may our souls proclaim God's greatness as we say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the church. As the celebrations of your incarnation draw near, we remember the many ways your revelation is lifted up in the world. We pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ, praying as we do today, in house churches in China, in black storefronts in urban America, on Indian reservations in rural areas, in black townships in South Africa, indigenous churches in Africa, in base communities in the barrios of Latin America, in Europe among the foreign workers, in our own communities among the infirm, the homeless, and the dying. Wherever the church is found on the frontiers of mission and service, may your ministry be strengthened and our vision of ministry be stretched. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For this parish, may we be enriched by our diversity and dedicated to preparing leadership for the future, acknowledging our present gifts, and remembering those who in the past birthed us into faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the young Marys and Josephs in our society, and for newborn children, especially those undernourished and without parental love and care, may all be given a home in an atmosphere of homemaking. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For an end to violence, oppression, and injustice, as you lead us, Lord, from darkness to light, make us children of the light. May we join with Mary's song that we may be among those who exalt the lowly and fill the hungry with good things, routing out the proud of heart and drawing courage from the power of your arm. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For our own spirit, with Mary may our hearts be magnified, made much bigger than we imagine them to be. May the new breath of Advent stir in us such ardor that we extend ourselves much more than we thought possible. May we, like Mary, set out across the barren country without fear to visit the Elizabeths in our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray especially for those on our prayer list. for Margaret,
Jamie, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, JR, Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Graham, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Joyce, Peter, Michael, Pat, Joe, Debbie, George, Margaret, Marcy, LaDonna, Jackie, Laurel, Pat, Jennifer and Victoria, Linda, Bobby, Jack, Baylor, Dwayne, Greg, Johnny, Shay, Michael, Amber, Amy.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Are there other intercessions?
Chandler.
For Chris. For Desi. For Kenny. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Hannah Marie Carpenter, Jane McGrath, Tracy Ingram. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Linda and David Pennebaker. Lord, we gather up the prayers of this household, confident that as each day you transform darkness into light, you know our deepest thoughts and will refresh our spirits. We pray in the name of the one who transforms principalities and powers and renews heaven and earth, Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let's see, we have one very important announcement. Jeannie Cox has asked that the Flower Guild meet on Wednesday morning between 9:30 and 10 to decorate the church. Contact Jeannie with any questions or issues. Are there other announcements? Anybody else? We are pleased to have our offertory music presented by Lynn Petrus on the harp. Thank you, Lynn. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you send your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God, our God, our God, our God.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where with Jude Thaddeus, Francis, Mary, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Hallelujah! Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. the gifts of God for the people of God. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve my soul unto everlasting life. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sins. Amen. May he whose second coming and power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. Amen. May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.